The Supreme Court today heard arguments challenging the government's mandatory detention policy for aliens. The law, passed in 1996, means that non-citizens convicted of certain crimes, from murder down to writing a bad check, must be held without bond while a court decides whether to deport them. The law applies even to so-called lawful permanent residents who may have lived in the U.S. for decades. Opponents say that violates due process. The government says the detentions are needed for public safety. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The mandatory detention law was part of sweeping legislation aimed at cracking down on illegal immigration. Congress passed it after some cases in which aliens released from prison then committed more crimes, and amid mounting concern that thousands of aliens ordered deported were absconding. The statute defines a broad category of aggravated felonies and says aliens convicted of those crimes should be deported. It then says they should be kept in jail during deportation hearings, a process that can stretch for months or years. Critics say the detention law is excessive. A couple dozen gathered in front of the Supreme Court this morning.
Immigrants' rights are human rights! Immigrants' rights are human rights!
Aliens told how detention had cost them their livelihoods and homes and strained their families. The subject of this case, 25-year-old Hyung Jun Kim, came to the U.S. as a child, but he was ordered deported after two convictions for breaking into a tool shed and then petty theft. After his sentence for those crimes, Kim spent 6 months in an Immigration and Naturalization Service jail before a judge ordered him released in spite of the law. Kim is fighting his deportation order. In the court today, the government's Solicitor General Ted Olson told the justices that immigration is a special area. There's no other place, he said, where courts show more deference to the political branches like Congress. And Olson pointed out, the High Court itself has ruled that laws unacceptable for citizens can be allowed for non-citizens. Richard Samp of the Washington Legal Foundation filed a brief supporting the government's position. Outside the court, Samp said the justices should not second-guess Congress when it comes to protecting the nation's borders.
Non-citizens of this country are here as guests. We welcome them warmly. They add much to this country. However, once they have shown by their behavior that they do not deserve to be here because they have committed felonies, they have no rights to continue to live freely in society.
The American Civil Liberties Union represented Hyung Jun Kim. Attorney Judy Rabinowitz told the justices public safety can be maintained if immigration judges are allowed to decide on bond case by case. After the hearing, she told reporters the issue is whether the government needs to have a reason to hold someone.
A rule that requires that 80% of people be locked up because 20% may flee doesn't make sense. And I think that the court understood that there's other ways to do that than to have a blanket across-the-board prohibition on releasing anyone. You come up with a more stringent standard, you know, to figure out who it is that needs to be detained, but you don't lock up everybody because some people may flee.
Rabinowitz says when the 1996 law was passed, about 6,000 aliens were in INS custody. That number had more than tripled by the year 2000. Critics call this burden a waste of taxpayers' dollars. And activists on both sides of the case note that detentions have further increased with the current war on terror. Those post-9/11 detentions have generated a number of lawsuits now working their way through the courts, suits that could be influenced by how the Supreme Court justices in this case weigh immigrants' rights with national security. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.